Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 6, 1950, the Barbados Advocate brought to the public's attention the latest on the Barbados Civic Circle. The annual report revealed that the then 33-year-old organization was started with the goal of beautifying parts of the island. Previously, the urban parish of St. Michael was the center of the Civic Circle's attention, and there was a continuous expansion of the work completed there. The circle's success was further seen by the launch of two new branches in St. James and St. Peter. It is clear that the work of the organization was garnering much attention, with an increase in beautification requests, one of which came from the manager of Sewell Airport, now the Grand Adams International Airport. He felt strongly that there was a need to improve this space, as it was the first place of contact for visitors to the island. It was also the only spot in Barbados that in-transit passengers saw. As the saying goes, first impressions count. As such, he was of the opinion that if Barbados was truly to attract tourists in significant numbers, their first impressions of Barbados could not be the drab surroundings of the airport. It would appear that the Civic Circle heeded his call, as the organization was set to put its finishing touches on the site after reconstruction of the airport was finished. The Barbados Advocate lauded the impressive work done by the Civic Circle so far. The trees in public gardens and squares were well maintained, and these spaces supervised. In particular, there was caution taken to limit the number of unsightly paper advertisements, which tended to be posted on tree trunks. The garrison had also experienced its fair share of sprucing up. The circle took time to plant ornamental trees and shrubs while maintaining much of its old world charm. There was a call to the public to throw its support behind the Civic Circle. The efforts made by the members of this beautification society were commended by the Barbados Advocate on this day, September 6, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.